This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am despicable. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting. This is the third time I bit my tongue tonight. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always very, you know, hard to talk with that thing. And always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I mean that sincerely. Let them know what's going on, what we're talking about. I know you never really know who you're touching. And, you know, I met for the second time, I believe. I know it sounds terrible, but it's true. I met a young man today who actually listens to the show, listens to the podcast of the show afterward, because he can't always catch it live. And, you know, these young people need to know that they have a voice. These young people need to know it's okay to speak out, but not like they do on the left. No nasties. You speak out on these issues. You have your facts in line, and it's okay to respectfully let somebody know you don't agree with them. It's good. And it's okay. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have a problem. No, really. President Trump has really stepped in it big time. And I hate to say that because, you know, I love the guy. Right? I think he's a good guy. He is calling. I even hate to put this out there. I don't want anybody to think ill of him. He is calling for a National Day of Prayer on Sunday because of this virus crisis. That's right. He declared that the National Day of Prayer for this upcoming Sunday, shortly after the declaring a state of emergency amid the fast-spreading coronavirus. Now, many people won't be going to church in California anyway. Well, that's no big deal. Many people in California don't go to church anyhow. But the governor there has prohibited, even for religious organizations, he's prohibited the gathering together of 250 people or more. Some of the churches have, you know, said, okay, well, we're going to have, you know, not every church is a mega church, obviously. We are going to have services, but we're going to have like five of them, and it'll only be 250 people per church, and then what they'll do per service, and then they're going to live stream it as well. So thank God for live streaming, right? Thank God for a way to get it online. Now, he said we are a country that throughout our history has looked to God for protection and strength in times like these. He said, no matter where you may be, I encourage you to turn towards prayer and an act of faith. Together, we will easily prevail. You know, Dr. Lamero was saying that so true. This guy is a positive president. This guy believes in us. He believes in the American way of life. He believes in the U.S. Who else do you know was like that? Right? Seriously. I mean, Ronald Reagan was the last president, really the last president, to make you feel good about being an American, about being a U.S. citizen, about how great this country was, and some of the great things it's done over its history. It's short history, mind you. We've forgotten that. Because you had 8 years and more of a president whose name will not be mentioned, telling you what a piece of crud you were, how terrible this country was, how oppressive it was, how it held people down for years. He had so moved the needle that you had an African-American football player, or I'll say a black football player, making $16 million a year who thought he was being oppressed. Think about that. The annual National Day of Prayer is scheduled for May 7th. Trump's announcement came after he declared a national emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. And he's working with several large companies to make, you know, to try to get through this quickly. Trump has large support from white evangelical Christians and Catholic voters. As president, he championed religious liberties. He calls for greater religious freedoms. I mean, this has been the most pro-religious freedom president I think we've had in quite some time. Maybe, since Lincoln and before. I don't know. I'm not the expert there. I have to look it up. You know, our founding fathers were very, as much as people would have you not believe this, our founding fathers were very godly men. In addition to the updated guidance on prayer in schools, the Trump administration also took action across 9 federal agencies, releasing proposed rules to ensure religious organizations are not discriminated against by the federal government. Wow. Right? I mean, come on, think about that. He's going out of his way to make sure he's not discriminated, where the previous administration didn't care if you were discriminated against if you were a Christian. You weren't allowed to practice your religious beliefs in a lot of cases. Religious exemptions were frowned upon. He went on to say, in America, we celebrate faith. We cherish religion. During the State of the Union address last month, he said, we lift our voices in prayer, we raise our sights to the glory of God. No, come on, really. You know, again, did you hear Obama talk about God like this? Did you hear Billy Bob Clinton talk about God like this? And if you do some study, you find out our founding fathers, they did talk about God like this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's right. Take the day of prayer seriously. Some of you won't be able to go to church, right? Some of you will. Take a moment to thank God for his blessings and for us coming out of this fairly unscathed. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, you know, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's really what I want you is. I want you to be part of the solution. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look at... It isn't brain surgery to do this. Honest. It ain't that hard to figure it out. You know, find the candidate you can get behind. Find the candidate that's going to do the job that you know. Please find a candidate that you know is going to do the job. Okay? Not that you think he's going to do it. You like his name. You like the fact that you're Italian. He's Italian. I can't tell you how many people do that. It makes me crazy. You're Irish. He's Irish. Okay? It's crazy ways to do this. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't do any good. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. You know, I had at CPAC, we had Tom and Deneen Borelli on with us. And I've always, always appreciated those two. They've always been willing to go to bat, not just for me, but for the cause. You know, Deneen is a real trooper. You've seen her all over the place. And again, I'm sure Tom wouldn't mind me saying, she's definitely the brains of the operation. Anyhow, enjoyed having him on with me. And interviewed him at CPAC. Because I've bitten my tongue three times now, I think it's time to play a little bit of my CPAC interview.
It's too late.
Okay, we're back at it. We're at CPAC 2020. It's always a lot of fun here. And I think this year the energy is going to be bigger because we're going to have both Vice President Pence and President Trump. I've got Tom and Deneen Borelli with me. And if you don't know who they are, you've been in a coma for the last 20 years. And so come out of your coma and pay attention. I always appreciate it when I see you guys on TV because I know you're fighting right alongside us. And it's always good to see people that are real with their convictions out there, because let's just be honest with you, there's a lot of us, quote-unquote, us's out there that aren't really real with our convictions out there.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Squishy, as Deneen says.
That's right.
So, all right, so let's start off with the easy ones, okay? President Trump, he's had a few wins in the courts lately, which is going to be surprising, right? Now, the Ninth Circuit Court is even on his side at times, which you know it's time to go buy a lottery ticket when they come down on his side, right? I mean, he's allowed now to hold. Can you imagine a federal program that says you have to follow A, B, and C, and we'll give you your money? And then they say, no, we don't, give us our money anyway. They really think they're entitled to it. And the court said, no, you got to follow the rules. Were you surprised by that rule?
No, pump the brakes, right? Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. I mean, it, even going way back, you'll remember this. Remember the good old days when they reduced the age for drinking?
Yeah.
And some states said, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, increase the age from 18 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, if you don't obey our federal laws, we're going to take away highway funds.
Yeah. So you, who was it? Was it Jimmy Carter? Remember when he said you got to lower the speed limit to 55 or you lose highway funds, right?
I forgot that one, right?
Yeah. Right. That was always, Massachusetts was great. You had a Massachusetts state trooper with a sign on the back of a car that said, if you pass us, you're speeding. I'm thinking, you're a policeman. Ain't nobody going to pass you any.
That's right.
But this is a sign of the times. I mean, they don't want the rules don't apply to them. They don't apply to the cities. Look at what's his name? De Blasio came out and said, you know, look what the president's trying to do. Open city for terrorism, and now he's cutting back money. It's like they don't want to take responsibility. The Democrats are now the party of non-responsibility, right?
No, you're right, and no one is being held accountable. Meanwhile, you have innocent American citizens who, for example, are being harmed or killed by people here illegally, illegal aliens. And that is part of my panel for tomorrow. I'm moderating a panel on immigration. It's just outrageous how you have Democrats who care more about people here illegally than the people they represent and innocent Americans across the country.
Well, you know, people say it's just a talking point, but it's so true. If you really look at what the Democrats are standing for, you look at these food fights. You can't even call them debates. They're food fights, wrong? Yeah. College food fights, right? You don't hear about immigration. You don't hear about the love of country. You don't hear about any of that stuff from those people. Everything is about what we can give to the illegals, what we can, how much money we can pump towards abortion. I mean, who thought we were going to get this far with it? Got to get all the guns gone. I'm thinking, wow, what?
Abolish ICE.
Yes, right. Because the only thing they do is raid homes. For illegals and what have you. They did a great move. Did you hear about the move they did in California this week or last week? So they're now arresting these illegals in the hallways of the courtrooms. So they've gone in there. Now you've got a war between the state police in California and the federal government where they're going in there and they're grabbing those people right out of the hallways. They say, well, you release them out the back door. You won't give them to us. So, you know, we're going to take them right from you.
Sure.
And you saw this coming. It had to be.
Yeah, and it's about the safety and security of citizens. And, again, it's just really outrageous. And I don't see why there isn't more outrage when you read these stories about people who are harmed and killed by someone who should not have been here in the first place.
Oh, because if you listen to the, I do it for the radio show, but when you listen to the Democrats speak, they would have been killed anyway. Something would, yeah. You can't blame the illegal just because they happened to be there at the time. No, they didn't just happen to be there. They went looking for the, somebody who's been deported 16 times for drinking. You know what? If you and I got caught drinking three or four times, we'd be in jail for life, for God's sakes. 16 times, we want to welcome him back in. Governor Newsom would welcome him back in, right? I mean, we've really, society has really gone to the point where you would think this was a Twilight Zone episode from 40 years ago.
No, you used the right word before, chaos. The Democrat debate was chaos. Their policies are chaos. Rule of law out the window. Whatever you want, whatever you feel is the law of today. Period, end of story.
No consequences.
Yeah, absolutely none. And they don't have to follow the rules. You know, you look at California, I'm in there, and the stuff that they come up with, it just floors me on a regular basis. They have now, so he did a moratorium on the death penalty. Now, the people of California have voted three times now. They want the death penalty. So he's decided that we're wrong and he's right. Highway funds, they took did a new tax on transportation funds. So he says he had a $15 billion budget. He took $5 billion for that. Now, he didn't put that into just basic education and rebuilding schools. No. It went to helping the legal fees for illegal immigrants trying to stay here in the country, and the rest of the money goes to abortion. You know, when we come back, we're going to finish the interview with Neen and Tom Borelli, because, you know, there's more to it. And this is just, California is what the rest of the country would look like if Joe Biden becomes president. There's no way around it. They have to make it happen. This is what they believe in. Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency for the coronavirus.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
President Trump also announced a new series of measures to combat the coronavirus and treat those who are affected while pushing back on criticism that his administration was unprepared to confront the pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after President Donald Trump declared a national emergency. The S&P 500 went up a gain of over 6%, and the NASDAQ spiked by 5.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, as I said. Let's get back to it. I had Deneen and Tom Borelli with me at the CPAC. And I always enjoy having them with me because they're level-headed people. They're out there fighting like the rest of us. And they really do make a difference because, again, they're not yelling and screaming. They're actually speaking to the issue. Anyway, take a listen. Hope you enjoyed as much as I did doing it.
They took did a new tax on transportation funds. So he says he had a $15 billion budget. He took $5 billion for that. Now, he didn't put that into just basic education and rebuilding schools. No. It went to helping the legal fees for illegal immigrants trying to stay here in the country. And the rest of the money goes to abortions on demand on college campuses because we need more of that.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
Where are the voters? Hello.
Exactly.
Accountability.
But the message they got is it's the Republicans' fault. Do we just suck at messaging?
Look, the voters are the ones who need to do their due diligence. You can't just keep voting robotically because a person happens to be in office.
Or because of party.
We're just as guilty of that on the right too. We keep voting these people in that don't do the work. They don't do what they said they were going to do. And I've gotten behind some of those people. But my comment is always, all right, so you give them their two-year shot. If they don't do what they say they're going to do, do not vote for them again.
Yeah.
Challenge them and get somebody else in there.
No, exactly. Like everything else in life, right?
I always say, do you keep going to the same stockbroker and keep losing money for you?
Yeah, right.
I mean, are you that brain dead?
Yeah.
And we keep putting these people in office and say, I'll cut money to Planned Parenthood, I'll do that, and they don't vote for any of that stuff.
And what kills me is when they run differently and they don't say what they're going to do exactly, and then once they're in office, who is this person?
Yeah, and again, we vote them back in again. That's one of my biggest irritants. So, Deneen, you're with Women for Trump, but I don't know. That's kind of a fake organization because we know that there's no Women for Trump, right?
So I'm involved with Women for Trump and also Black Voices.
That's it. Come on, cut her mic. She's not telling the truth.
Which is great because it's all about outreach. You know how you've heard maybe for years, especially among Blacks. Listen, Republicans have done a horrible job at talking to Black voters, Black families. And now, as of yesterday, it was announced there will be 15 field offices for Black Voices for Trump in Florida, North Carolina,
wow,
Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. So
We have boots on the ground. We will have people who will be there to talk to the citizens, to hear from them, but also to communicate the accomplishments from this administration, which have been great.
You know, and we're told on a regular basis, truly, you talk about reaching out to the black community and black women in particular, that women in particular are not happy with Trump. And I'm going to sound a little off here, but I would say, look at, especially single women, they're getting more from this administration. Their kids have a better shot at going to school, getting an education. That's what pulls people out of poverty.
Right.
How are we not getting that message out to them? How is that not happening?
Well, first of all, you have to look at the number of anti-Trump networks that report, 80-90% of negative news with the president and the administration. Anything negative, that's number one. Number two, this is why we have these coalitions, and we have other coalitions as well, to talk about the successes from this administration. Record unemployment numbers, more jobs than people to fill them, under the black community, for example, record unemployment numbers, home ownership is up, the poverty levels are down, wages are rising. So these are the messages that we will be communicating because, A, of the anti-Trump media, and B, because of Democrats who just want to talk about Russia and race car.
Yeah, but you missed the newscast last week, apparently, because this is all because of Mr. Obama that this is all...
Of course.
He did the economy. He built it.
Isn't it interesting how the mantra on the left, they just stay on this, whatever it is, they just stay on it, always on it, and people buy it. Many people buy it because it's being said over and over again, and it gets in their head.
Yeah, but remember how coordinated they are.
Oh, yeah.
You ever watch 12 hours of cable network? All the Democrats use the same word.
Oh, yeah. Same terminology.
Oh,
yep.
The same word. All the commentators coming on, all the representatives come on, all the senators come on using the same word, the same message.
When do we start to look at one of my pet peeves is I always say the same thing. We play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules when it comes to fighting. They're in a guerrilla warfare.
Correct.
If we had done that when this country started, we'd all be, you know, speaking the Queen's English and she'd be ruling over us. When are we going to start? I mean, you guys do it, but you deal with a lot more people than I do that want to play nice. When are we going to start really getting into the trenches?
But I think President Trump really has changed that, and people now are following. Even before, you know, George W. Bush, when the media hit him, he went and hid in the White House.
That's true.
Under Karl Rove, just stay there, be quiet, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
Right? President Trump comes out with the battle axe. You're fake news. You're very fake news. And people go, yep, we know it. Thank you for supporting what we believe. Because he's out there challenging. It's got to come from the top.
But what I love about him is, you know, in the old days, the White House correspondents people would run out and see what the papers had written about them, right? They'd have to scour the papers. Now what happens is the newspapers are getting up in the morning to see what President Trump has written about them.
Exactly.
He's keeping them on his toes.
Or Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. In essence, it's Twitter, but I think that's wonderful. It's about time somebody held their feet to the fire. And I don't ascribe to him beating on the press or squelching the press. I think he's holding them accountable for what they're saying.
And that's the word of the day, accountability.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you have a whole bunch of lefties who just passed out when they heard that, right? Danita, Tom, dude, you guys do a great job. I really appreciate it. And I really mean that sincerely. When I see you on TV and I see you fighting, I know you're one of the ones that really, really means what you're doing.
Thank you. And thanks for all you do, Joe, as well.
Yeah. Especially fighting a good war out there in California. You need hazardous duty pay.
I'm looking for the old bat cave. I want to see if I can find that.
When you find it, let us know.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah.
A great couple to get to know. And I don't mean just to get to know like you're trying to get them to know personally. But watch what they do. Look at the things that they're doing to help make it better for all of us. You know, again, I keep telling you, you don't have many warriors out there fighting for the cause, if you would. I don't know what else to call it. And I'm not trying to sound like a martyr. But it's a true statement. You don't have that many people out there fighting for you. You don't have that many people out there that are willing to take the shots. And they do. They take a lot. She's lost some gigs. You know, over the stance that she's taken. So you should support them. You know, I love to have fun with the young people. With the young Republicans, young conservatives. Young people want to get in politics. And you guys know that because you've heard me say it a million times here on the show.
But I got to, you know, you get to see the young ones. Yeah, listen to me. I'm doing everything I can not to sound like, you know, a 90-year-old guy, but you get to see the young ones there at CPEC. You get to see them involved. They're engaged. They want to get involved. They want to be engaged. And you've got to encourage them. Because if you don't, they don't have the same, I don't want to say that they don't have the same constitution that we have, but they definitely don't understand that the fight isn't always going to go the way they want to go, and they have to keep trying to push through. So I got to meet somebody by the name of Morgan Zenger. Now, she's the founder of Young Americans Against Socialism. I'm quite interested, again, in what she had to say. And this is from CPAC. And take a listen. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy doing it. Okay, we're back at it again. We are at CPAC 2020. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Remember, you can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I got Morgan Zegers on the line with me. On the line. Listen to me. I'm usually in my cave, and I don't get to see anybody. So I got Morgan Zegers with me here. She's with Young Americans Against Socialism. That's not true. That's a fake organization, because young people love socialism, don't they?
Well, that's why I named it Young Americans Against Socialism. It's a little long, but I wanted it to be very clear. We're out there. We exist. We're working very hard to fight this scourge of socialism in our country.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was telling you earlier, I do Millennial Mondays, and it's always topics that us old folks just can't wrap our minds around. And when it comes to socialism, I find when I talk to young people, they think that socialism is more of taking care of old people, taking care of young people, and that kind of stuff. They don't really understand the reality behind socialism and the damage it's done.
Of course.
How do we educate them? I can't, because they just think I'm old and crazy. So.
Well, what's funny is the left is so good at pulling the emotional card. We have history, facts, statistics, logic, everything on our side, and unfortunately conservatives have been so bad at telling stories, at using emotion and really conveying our values to young Americans, because they love emotion.
Oh, yeah.
And so what's funny, I was just on NPR, and they were giving me a hard time because I was saying Bernie has always, for decades, called for the seizure of the means of production. He wants to seize the means of production, nationalize industries. He's been saying this for decades. He said it even a few months ago. He said he wants to take over the means of production.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll get back to our interview with Morgan Zager. She is the founder of the Young Americans Against Socialism. You know, we all think that they all want socialism, but apparently they don't. Thank God. And here's a group of here's a young group who've decided to come out and let you know, let you see. And, you know, if you're one of those people looking for a group to support, this may be one of those.
What's funny, I was just on NPR, and they were giving me a hard time because I was saying Bernie has always, for decades, called for the seizure of the means of production. He wants to seize the means of production, nationalize industries. He's been saying this for decades. He said it even a few months ago. He said he wants to take over the means of production of the utilities industries in this country to fight climate change. That is socialism. And what's crazy is the NPR people continue to say, no, but now he wants Denmark. Now he wants to be a social democracy. I'm like, no, he's lying. That's the point. Is he's saying we'll end up like Nordic Europe, but this guy has been praising Venezuela for his whole life, Cuba for his whole life. He honeymooned in the USSR. So we got to call them out on their lies. But what was most frustrating for me, as I was saying this, he goes, well, what about Medicare? Do you want to strip funding from old and sick people in America? That was his answer. Because he has to pull some emotional, sad story to make me feel bad when I'm literally advocating against socialism, something that has killed over 100 million people. So I don't really want to hear it from them.
No.
It's very frustrating.
And you know, when they pull that card at you, what I always say to them is, do you know how much fraud goes on in Medicare?
Exactly.
Do you know how much fraud? No, what we're going to do is we're going to tighten up on the fraud. We shouldn't just pay for something because we're afraid we might not pay for something. That's a ridiculous way to do budgeting, is it not?
And I'm a proud taxpayer. I mean, I love that we have basic government programs in our country. I want limited government, but I also believe we need to be a kind and generous country in terms of supporting our fellow man and giving everybody a hand up.
Yep.
I believe the best social program, though, is a job. And so that's why I personally am Republican. And I was just sitting next to the woman who is the campaign manager for Joe Walsh, and she said that she is voting for a Democrat instead of Donald Trump. And I just can't see somebody changing and going that radical just because of they don't like the personality of somebody.
Right.
And I just can't believe that they would give up a strong economy in favor of the radical Dems just because they have a little political issue.
Yeah.
It's a hate.
It's an actual hate. I've never seen...
The political games are not fun, and they really hurt the common man in America.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. So again, what has caused the millennials, and this is something I beat up on a regular basis on Mondays, and what has caused young people to look at socialism as the new, what they want as a way of life?
Yeah, well, I always talk about there's two factors that have really put us in the perfect position to be lied to by the far left. 70% of young Americans say they would vote for socialists. That's the most recent poll that I've seen.
I saw that.
But 70% of people my age do not want to seize the means of production. They've probably never even heard of that term, even though it's the definition in the dictionary of socialism. So I feel very optimistic about that, because I think my generation is one of the most creative, fun, capitalist, entrepreneurial, innovative generations that America's ever seen. We have the world at our fingertips on our phone. We could start businesses and sell products online and make a lot of money.
Yep.
And it's just fascinating. And we are very capitalist, but for some reason, and this is because we were failed in the classroom. We were not properly explained. But this is the thing. I'm not here to say that the left has indoctrinated our classroom, and that's why we're in this problem. I do believe that there are some socialist infiltrations into our education system, and they're obviously plotting this. But the bigger issue, and this is what parents can maybe counter with at home at the family dinner table, socialist leaders came to power by promising really great free things.
Oh, yes.
But in the classroom, that connection was not made. Instead, we were taught about Fidel Castro. We were taught about Stalin and Lenin and Mao. But we were only taught that these were evil dictators that starved their people and hurt their people and had very bad results as leaders of their countries. We were not taught that they came to power as socialist Marxists who promised really great free things and promised to fight for the working man and be like champion the working class and go against the evil rich people and then promise more free and fair and more moral society. Because that's what happened. And then when they implemented those socialist policies, everything went to crap. And so our generation wasn't taught that in the classroom, that connection. And so we aren't able to understand that the same thing is happening now when we're promised all these great free things from the left.
Well, your generation is taught that Che Guevara was a freedom fighter. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know,
they wear shirts around. They wear Che Guevara T-shirts to LGBTQ pride parades. He murdered gay people. Castro and Che Guevara, the left was in this bubble as if they want to forget the fact that Che Guevara used to murder gay people because he didn't think they would, he thought that they weren't capable of being fully contributing members of the revolution. They couldn't be contributing revolutionaries. That was his reasoning, because they were gay.
Right.
But nope, now the left, for some reason, wears his T-shirts to LGBTQ pride parades. And what's interesting, and this is what I worry about, you know how students leave the climate rallies?
Yeah.
Or like they leave school and they go to the Friday climate rallies. They also did it for closing the border concentration camps, what they called. They call the border camps concentration camps. So they have these protests, and there's a bunch of well-intentioned young Americans that think they are, you know, being a part of the movement for good. They think they're saving the planet, all this stuff. But in between all of their signs that say, you know, close the camps and you save the planet and be good to Mother Earth, there's signs that say the only revolution or the only solution is revolution. Capitalism is killing our planet. We need socialism to save the planet. And what's even worse, There are posters, and I will send you these posters if you want to share them with your listeners. I watched Charlie Kirk on Fox News, and he's talking about the protests, and I paused the screen because I look, and at Close the Camp rallies, amongst all these signs that say close the camps, they're carrying Che Guevara posters with his face. Literally, his nickname was the Butcher because he ran the number one Cuban political camp where they murdered political opponents.
It's total ignorance. And listen,
embarrassing.
You said you wouldn't go, you know, you don't want to blame the left for everything, but and you're right, you can't, because my mantra on the show is, where are the parents?
Yeah.
Where were you guys? You're sitting there, you're watching them wear these shirts, you think it's kind of cool, they're just being I protested in the 60s and 70s, but you were protesting against real murder, real things that were going on. I mean, right now, they're protesting capitalism, and they're showing themselves protesting capitalism with a device that was created by capitalism. Would have never been correct. I mean, iPhone, iPad, whatever, they would have never been.
It's fascinating to see, and it's very frustrating, and that's why with this messaging, listen, I love going at the Democrats. As a Republican, as a conservative myself, just Morgan Zegers, I love a good political fight, you know? But when it comes to fighting socialism, I do not think we need to use those same tactics. I don't think it's going to work. We cannot make fun of them. We cannot push them away by laughing at them or brushing off the issues they care about. They care about climate change. They care about the student loan crisis. They care about finding affordable health care. And instead of making fun of them and pushing them into the loving arms of Bernie Sanders, what we need to do is equip them with the truth. Say, we're not here to call you stupid or dumb or say that you're putting the country at risk. We're here to say that those people are lying to you, and you deserve to know the facts so that you can fight back and stand up for yourself. And on top of that, providing them with the truth, we want to provide them realistic solutions to the problems they care about, so that that they don't think the only way to solve climate change is the Green New Deal. The only way to solve the student loan crisis is free college for all. It's these absolutes, these ultimatums that they have. And so that's what we're trying to do, Young Americans Against Socialism. We make educational videos. We put them online. We interview a lot of people who have lived through socialism, who can personally tell their emotional, powerful story of what it's like. And we put them online. So if any people, any of your listeners, have young people in their lives that want to watch these videos, it's at fightsocialism.org. And, of course, if you want to help us make more videos, donate.
Yeah. I was going to get to that. We'll put your link up there. But you have to go. When you like an organization, you have to go out and you have to help them, because it does. Nothing is free, you know. If you're into socialism, maybe this is not the program with you, because you have to give some money to
We're
it.
We're a nonprofit. And what's funny is the socialists, they really hate me online. Oh, my gosh. I have a lot of communists telling me to F off. But what I say is, if a communist is telling me to F off on Twitter, I feel like I'm doing something right.
It's so intellectual that the only thing they can do is swear at you. One last thing, though. The one thing I do notice about your generation, about the millennial generation, they don't fight. And what I mean by that is, I'm dealing with a lot of young people in my area to try to get them to step up in politics. They want to approach everything, in a joking way, almost from a huggy-kissy standpoint. And they don't want the fight. So you know what? You have to fight at times.
Yeah.
You have to take a stand. And taking a stand doesn't mean you always just lay your case out. Sometimes it means you've got to push back on something and go, no, you're wrong. That won't work.
Yeah. And I think what's great is there's a growing movement with Turning Point, with YAL, with YAF, to encourage students to stand up on college campuses. I will admit, now I know I'm talking about this right now, and I'm literally speaking at CPAC on the main stage tomorrow, but a few years ago in college, when I experienced professors calling Republicans racist or, you know, that we hate immigrants, saying really awful stuff, I did not have the guts or the courage to stand up and speak out. And I wish I did. I look back and I wish I did, and I understand. I just didn't feel equipped with what I needed, and I was nervous. It's a very tense and radical situation on campus, and I think the statistic is 70% of college students feel like they need to hide what they're thinking and kind of hold back what they want to say.
That's very true. Yeah.
So I feel optimistic, though, because I know we're finally talking about this issue. We're working on it. We're finding solutions. The left is very rush, rush, rush. They have to have immediate results, and I think that's why they also promise these crazy radical policies.
Yep.
With conservatives, we're like, okay, let's evaluate the problem, let's talk about some solutions, and then let's work one by one to get these things taken care of.
I agree with you. Here, one more time, what's the website?
FightSocialism.org.
People, maybe you shouldn't drive if you can't be able to remember that and get to that website. All right, Morgan, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FIELD-JOE. Write it down because you'll need it for next time. Really, seriously, you know what? Take the day, reflect on what you have, the blessings you have. There are people that this is not the coronavirus, not the end of the world. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure having you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You know what? Enjoy. And we want you to come back with us next time. Check out the website, realside.com. Learn about the show, stations we're on, times we're on. And again, I want you to come back with us later.